The Rockefeller Family Fund has announced that it is divesting from its holdings of ExxonMobil Corp. A statement on the Rockefeller Family Fund website cites morally reprehensible conduct, their words, on the part of ExxonMobil. And of course, this decision is grabbing attention for a number of reasons, not the least of which, one century ago, John D. Rockefeller made his fortune as co-founder of Standard Oil, a forerunner to ExxonMobil. So joining us now with more is Ali Velshi of Al Jazeera America. And Ali, it's good to have you back. But first of all, I want to be clear on something. This is the Rockefeller Family Fund we're talking about, not the much, much larger Rockefeller Foundation that's got like $4 billion in assets. So
that's actually important to be clear on. There are about three funds that have the name Rockefeller Foundation. This is not the big one. The Rockefeller Family Fund is about a $130 million endowment. There's another group called the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, also a smaller fund, and they made this move in 2014. So the two smaller funds are making this move. The big fund is actually said to be against divesting.
Okay, so tell us a bit more about why the family fund is wanting to do this now.
Well, they have been a family that has not been on the same page about what to do about oil. And so over time, they have decided that they want to have less to do with oil. The price of oil right now may be some factor in there because it hasn't been performing all that well, although most analysts expect oil to average about $38 a barrel along 2016, a little lower than it is right now, and $48 a barrel in 2017, and probably higher later. But oil has not been a great producer, so if you're making the argument to your investors that you want to get out of it, a lot of people say, yeah, this isn't a bad time to do it.
Right, because you're projecting your fiduciary responsibility to your investors as well. And now that seems to be, given what you're saying, about, I mean, we're looking at ExxonMobil's share price over the past 5 years, and it's actually down 1% from what it was 5 years ago. But I'm curious, I mean, so there seems to be an alignment then with the fiduciary responsibility and the social pressures now we're seeing.
Well, except that I think that if this fund wants to do this, their argument is really going to have to rely on policy and social issues, because there are some people who would say, why would you sell out of something at its low?
Right.
There are very few oil analysts who expect oil to stay at this $40 a barrel level, although, frankly, none of us expected it to be here in the first place. But if you're truly looking at it from a fiduciary perspective, from the responsibility of those who have invested in the fund, the argument's a little weaker than the moral argument, the social argument, that we think that the world should change to a non-fossil burning fuel, and we'd like to be in front of that.
So in addition to that, we're also seeing that the SEC just recently rejected ExxonMobil's attempt to block a shareholder proposal that would have forced the company to disclose how the recent international agreement to limit global warming, how that would affect ExxonMobil's business. So, you know, are these two things in combination? Are they a blow to ExxonMobil?
Not really. I'll tell you why. The New York State Comptroller created a proposal that would force Exxon to outline the specific risks that climate change could pose to the company's ability to operate profitably. Now, it's small because those risks have paled in comparison to the risk of oil dropping to $30 a barrel.
Yeah.
That really affects Exxon's profitability. And the ruling by the SEC only means that shareholders get to vote on the proposal. It doesn't compel them to pass it, obviously.
Right.
Last year, they rejected a proposal by 79% mm-hmm. that they even appoint a climate expert.